Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was a weekend of shootings across the United States, the worst in Buffalo, New York, where authorities say an 18-year-old is accused of killing 10 people at a supermarket. Deadly shootings were also reported at a Southern California church, a flea market in Houston, and across St. Louis, where 5 people were killed and 8 others were wounded in a string of shootings. McDonald's is going to sell its business in Russia 2 months after suspending operations over the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the fast food giant citing the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine and said this morning that continued ownership in Russia is no longer tenable or consistent with McDonald's values. A celebration of life event at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium remembered country music legend Naomi Judd Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody claims she has documents that show Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is knowingly permitting policies that make smuggling by cartels easier on the southern border. Moody saying without Title 42, there will be an increase of illegal immigrants crossing the border.
We can at least tell he is lying to the American public and right. Working harder for the cartels and unvetted illegal immigrants than he is for the American people.
She also alleges that he lied to the Senate in a hearing about the state of the southern border. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says that he expects a Senate vote Wednesday to approve about $40 billion in proposed aid to help Ukraine resist Russia's invasion after holding a related procedural vote later today. The bill held up late last week after Republican Senator Rand Paul wanted the Inspector General to account for where the money was spent in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden's job approval rating is falling. A new NBC News survey found just 39% of Americans approved of Biden's job as president, while 56% said they disapproved. Just 33% of Americans say they approved of the president's handling of the economy as inflation continues to soar, while 23% approved of Biden's handling of the cost of living. Regarding inflation, the price of butter is up 16% and meat prices are up 13.9%. Clota Lawless owns a restaurant in Chicago, Illinois.
I thought at this stage that we would be in a better position financially, but it's been very difficult, mainly because of where we're at right now with inflation.
That audio courtesy of CNN. Protesters continue to gather outside the homes of Supreme Court justices after a draft opinion from the Supreme Court was illegally leaked, suggesting they plan to overturn Roe v. Wade. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it could be against the law for protesters to be outside justices' homes.
If they don't get their way, then they try to destroy an institution. Mm-hmm. Totally unprecedented to have an opinion leaked in the middle of deliberations.
The Powerball jackpot from Monday night's drawing is worth an estimated $90 million after no one matched all six numbers on Saturday. Powerball is played Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Great to have you sharing a part of your day. For more information, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Isaac Stonefish is going to be joining us in just a second. He's a conservative commentator, former Beijing correspondent for Newsweek, who spent 6 years living in China. He's now the CEO of the research firm Strategy Risk, which quantifies corporate exposure to China. We're going to be talking about his new book, America Second, How America's Elites Are Making China Stronger. Isaac, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So the book, America Second, why did you have to write this book?
So I lived in Beijing for about 6 years, and when I came back to the States, I got very frustrated at the way that American elites would talk about and treat China, because it wasn't the way that Chinese people would talk about China, but it was the way that Chinese party officials would. And I was really trying to understand how that happened in the United States and how we got to where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Now, in context of years, what year are we talking about when you came back to the United States after spending 6 years living in China?
I came back in December 2011, about a decade ago.
So in 2011, you are seeing and experiencing this shift and what really are warning signs about the West and about America's standing.
It was comments from CEOs of Wall Street companies and big manufacturers and words coming from a bipartisan group of former leaders, including mm-hmm. Henry Kissinger, Madeleine Albright, members of the Bush family. It was so strikingly bipartisan.
Mm-hmm. Like you say words, like what were they saying?
They were repeating phrases like, China has 5,000 years of history, China has lifted hundreds of millions of people out of poverty, China only wants peace, China is moving towards development. And the issue with these phrases is less their veracity and more the repetition of Communist Party propaganda. So later I would draw the comparison with the phrase, all lives matter. So 15 years ago, if you say all lives matter, you're just expressing a humanistic viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Today, if you say all lives matter, you're pushing back against Black Lives Matter. You're tethering yourself to one side of the ideological spectrum. You're saying something that's very controversial in many quarters. And it's not the three words themselves. It's the context. It's what they mean. It's the sloganing of them.
Mm-hmm. And so you started to see this shift. And in the face of 6 years living in China, and so you're having a moment to hit the pause button to go, okay, what is shifting here? Did you consider that something was happening? There was some sort of tectonic shift that was happening in America.
Was, and some of it was the loss of confidence after the financial crisis. Some of it was America not being used to being challenged by another country. And I think some of it was these messages that were being fed from Hollywood, from political and business elite about the ability to work with China under the Chinese Communist Party. And I think it's sad the costs that America's had to bear to reach this point of waking up. But I think now there's a huge amount of awareness about the inability for America to really work with the China led by the Chinese Communist Party, not because of anything essentially wrong or bad or faulty with Chinese people, not at all, but rather because of the form of government that they unfortunately currently have.
Mm-hmm. Well, America went into this with, you know, aspirations. Let's go back to Richard Nixon in bringing China into the midst, mainstream, so to speak, and really opening up a pathway to encourage business with China, helping them, you know, produce better products, allowing them to come into our country and take advantage. I mean, to the point of leveraging their population to get away with, corporate theft.
So I'm very pro-immigration. I think it is wonderful that the vast majority of Chinese who have come here have contributed meaningfully to the United States. I think the issue has been the way that the party has exploited some Chinese people, the way that Americans have been very naive about certain Chinese individuals who have come here with Ministry of State Security ties or Chinese military ties, and also just this general shrugging nature towards IP theft in corporate America. It's really, really stunning. I think I mentioned in the book America Second about Jeffrey Immelt, former CEO of GE, who talks about Chinese companies stealing engine technology, GE losing hundreds of millions of dollars, and the most that he can say is, oh, it was a learning experience for us, as opposed to condemning it as an expensive theft.
Exactly. And that seemed to be the order of the day and the attitude of corporate America, was it not? And is it not, even today?
It really was, and I am really heartened to see it shifting in certain sectors as both the American political climate has changed, but also it's just become a lot harder to do business in China with COVID, with increasing repression, with Chairman Xi's strong leftward turn. And I think one of the most fascinating elements of the current environment is we're now seeing big business divorce from the Republican Party, which hasn't happened, gosh, I don't know the last time. I mean, since FDR, perhaps.
Right. Well, big business, corporate America, seems to be aligning itself with the World Economic Forum. So that is non sequitur to the vision and the goals of, you know, the party platform, I would say. I'm going to say that because in actuality, certainly we know that there are rhinos that exist, those that are kind of like going along to get along. But they're, you know, and what I have a hard time reconciling here, Isaac, is that you have elected officials putting their hand on the Bible, raising their hand and saying, hey, I'm here to defend, the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it's like, well, what's the other hand doing? Are they crossing their fingers or something?
There's a really striking difference on attitudes towards the Chinese Communist Party between Congress and then state and local officials. So you do a blind taste test. You listen to how Ted Cruz sounds, how Nancy Pelosi sounds on China. It's almost exactly identical. And there's not two other things on God's green earth that they sound as similar on. But a lot of governors and treasurers and secretaries of state in states across the country still follow these old lines of, oh, trade will bring liberalization with China. Oh, we have to be careful about meeting with the Dalai Lama or talking about Tibet or the genocide in Xinjiang. I think there is where more sunlight needs to be shown.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise you would have some kind of indication that we're moving in the right direction. But if anything, the evidence seems to you know, reinforce the title of your book, America Second, and maybe second and going to third possibly as well. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Isaac Stonefish as we're talking about his new book, America Second, How America's Elites Are Making China Stronger.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Seekers meetings are a core component of the Tide discipleship activities in India. They provide an amazing opportunity for listeners to learn more about God and Christian beliefs. It also gives curious listeners the opportunity to get answers to their questions about this Jesus they've been hearing about through the Tide Gospel radio broadcasts. Over the last 2 years, COVID protocols seriously impacted the number of seekers conferences we could sponsor. But more recently, we've been able to resume this critical outreach. And the great news is that during a recent series of seekers meetings, 41 people accepted Christ as their personal Savior. What a joy it is to help people find hope and purpose in life and to have them join us in worshiping our Heavenly Father. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, Isaac Stonefish, a conservative commentator, former Beijing correspondent for Newsweek, who spent 6 years living in China. In 2011, he comes back to America and is kind of awakened to this new doxology that has been developing here in this country, and one that somehow where America is so threatened by the rise of China that they're willing to acquiesce its leadership position. Is that fair, Isaac?
So I think it's good to draw a contrast between Russian influence and Chinese influence. So Russian influence is about chaos for chaos's sake, and Chinese influence is about changing the way people think about China. And we now live in a world where what Americans think about China is so crucial to American national security, because what Beijing wants is really not American defeat, but American acquiescence. It wants to communicate that both China poses no threat and resistance is futile because China is already ascendant. And it's a difficult message for folks to counter, but I'm glad to see people really starting to be aware of this influence.
Well, Peter Schweitzer and Miranda Devine talk about elite capture. These influential individuals in our government, Nancy Pelosi, Obama's, Biden, you know, are bought and sold, you know, by the Chinese. And the thing is, Isaac, is that everybody in the world knows it. And the only people that seem not to know it or are ignoring the obvious demonstration of their elite capturing is the American people. Maybe we're just hoping that, oh no, you know, tell us they're lying. There's no way that our elected officials would sell themselves out to the Chinese. But, you know, whether we're talking entertainment, we're talking Disney, basketball, I mean, you know, just go right on down the line and you see the strings from Beijing that are controlling the puppets of America.
So I got to say that there are issues with the California Senator Feinstein, but Nancy Pelosi is actually really fantastic on these issues. There's a really good photo of her in the 1990s holding up a Free Tibet banner on Tiananmen Square, which is a really badass thing. Pardon the four-letter word for her to do. So she's been very good on it, and you know there are good groups of senators and congresspeople from both sides of the aisle on it. And I think the weighing it down on the other side are folks like Henry Kissinger, the former Secretary of State, Neil Bush, brother of one president, son of the other. A lot of the things that folks are saying that Hunter Biden has done have been able to be proved with Neil Bush. You know, he's not under the same scrutiny because his brother or father isn't president currently. But there's a lot there that still needs to be exposed.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, Isaac. I mean, corruption is corruption. I don't care, you know, where it comes from. And, you know, we need to be aware of this and go into this with our eyes open. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi at Tiananmen Square is one thing. But then also we hear, you know, recently that there's ties with her husband and her son to the communist Chinese. And then you look and you go, okay, is that the reason why she doesn't want to do a deep down investigation into the origin of COVID, for example?
It's a really tough one. So in my book, America Second, I really tried to think hard on the question of motivation. Mm-hmm. So many of our top leaders have these ties. And how do you have the conversation in a ethical and constructive, but also quite damning way? So, you know, Mitch McConnell's wife's family has very deep ties with the party through their shipping company. And his sister-in-law was on the board of Bank of China, which is a Chinese state-run bank. And what's the right way to talk about that? I think it's really important to talk about it. I think it's quite damning. But how do we have that conversation?
Well, it's got to start somewhere, because if we don't, I mean, it just continues to go on and on. I mean, there is more conversation about what they call decoupling. You know, from China to begin to have these conversations, say, you know, what is in the best interest? How do we look at America first as opposed to America second or third? And we see the fundamental transformation that Barack Obama had talked about during his initial campaign and his first his first 4 years of his presidency. And now we have Joe Biden in place, and we went from, you know, 4 years of an America first doctrine, and now it's almost like America last, and this is a bit shocking. And so, you know, your book, America Second, is so appropriate right now because we've got to have the conversation, and we can't be thinking of, as we were having a conversation earlier, Isaac, that both sides are evil. I mean, we've got to come together and say, what can we agree on? Where is the American worldview, the Constitution, and the future of this country? Let's agree on that. If we can agree on that, that is the goal. And then I think that we can deal with some of these hard issues and say, okay, look, I can understand how you get there. I don't want to look and say, well, you made decisions that were in your interest, that were absolutely evil. Okay, we can, you know, agree and assess and say, okay, was there a mistake here? Can we possibly, you know, can we decouple? Can we correct?
I think I want to make a point on decoupling, which I'm glad you're bringing up. So it feels like there's such debate on, oh, both sides are decoupling, and people are forgetting just how much China has closed itself off to the world, especially over the last couple months. It's so difficult to get to China. It's so difficult to get out of China now. Why? Because Beijing is choosing to be incredibly paranoid around COVID, and Beijing is choosing to be incredibly inward focusing. So we can say the U.S. should decouple, the U.S. shouldn't decouple, but really China is way ahead of us on decoupling from the United States, and we have to be really aware of that and also be open to what that might be signaling in terms of a threat towards Taiwan or a threat towards their own people.
Right. And speaking of the threat to Taiwan, I imagine Taiwan's not all that comfortable right now when they see what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. And you see how America is directing resources to Ukraine at such levels. I mean, as an ally of America, I wouldn't blame them for being a little nervous. Do you?
So I have a different take on that. And what it is that the less the U.S. gets involved with Ukraine, the more it signals to Beijing that they will defend Taiwan. Beijing does not see itself as a peer of Russia. It feels like it's far more established, advanced, sophisticated than Russia. And they don't believe that the U.S. can fight a two-front war. I think we can. And I think we might have to, unfortunately. But Beijing doesn't seem to think that we can. So they seem to think that the longer the war with Russia prolongs, the longer it gets extended, the more countries that come into it, the easier it will be for them to harry or possibly even attack or invade Taiwan and Japan.
Yeah, I mean, we're on such dangerous ground right now, Isaac. And I like you, I want to move very cautiously, and I want to move in an area where we can be compatible and we can cohabitate here, and that we can draw, you know, I don't expect China to become the United States of America and embrace American values. We're going to have problems with China. I mean, they operate in a certain way that makes it hard for us, the way they're treating the Uyghurs, for example. You know, and there was another recent report about the organ harvesting happening in China. You know, we've got enough sins of our own, but, you know, in trying to work together, it is tough enough to reconcile these differences, but yet I don't want to see us going to war over this stuff if we can possibly help it.
It's really challenging. I think the idea is, how do we deter Beijing from invading Taiwan by making it very clear to Beijing that we would go to war over Taiwan so that Beijing doesn't attack Taiwan and we don't have to go to war over Taiwan?
Well, good point. We need to trade. We need to learn from what we didn't do with Russia and Ukraine, possibly. I think that's what you're suggesting, right?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Gosh, I mean, China and Russia, too. There's so much here. What a mess we're in right now.
Without a doubt. We could go on for days over your book, and there's so much more. Isaac, we got to have you back because there's so much more I wanted to talk to you about, but we're all out of time. Congratulations on the book. We'll link it on our website. It's available at all the usual places. Isaac Stonefish, America Second, How America's Elites Are Making China Stronger. Thank you for being with us.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill and kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It was a weekend of shootings across the United States, the worst in Buffalo, New York, where authorities say an 18-year-old is accused of killing 10 people at a supermarket. Deadly shootings were also reported at a Southern California church, a flea market in Houston, and across St. Louis, where 5 people were killed and 8 others were wounded in a string of shootings. McDonald's is going to sell its business in Russia 2 months after suspending operations over the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the fast food giant citing the humanitarian crisis caused by the war in Ukraine and said this morning that continued ownership in Russia is no longer tenable or consistent with McDonald's values. A celebration of life event at Nashville's Ryman Auditorium remembered country music legend Naomi Judd Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. John Gleason joins us now. His incredible book, The John Gotti, or it's titled The Gotti War, is taking down America's most notorious mobster. This has been a memoir, as they would say, decades in the writing. I've often said, John, sometimes people are asked, you know, just how long did that take you to write the book? And they will say, well, it took me 10 years and a lifetime, because there's so much, especially for you as an attorney, as a prosecutor. Boy, you're all in on this story.
Yeah, look, it was, thank you for having me on your show, by the way. Yeah, look, it was a 10-year slice of my life as a federal prosecutor, all 10 of which I was investigating and prosecuting John Gotti and his brothers and his fellow gangsters. And, you know, I know a unique experience when I see one. And I thought I had to write it all down, you know, and then life got in the way. I was a judge for 22 years. Now I'm a practicing lawyer. But I finally got this book over the finish line. I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful to be on your show.
Well, you know, for you, this is a story that must be told. And probably some people say, oh, not another John Gotti book. We've heard so much about him. But you bring a unique perspective, you know, to the story here that is quite compelling. I mean, this is a book for anybody that has any interest. I mean, I think anybody that ever, you know, went and saw the Godfather series or has any interest in the mafia and that this book is will not let them go.
Yeah, look, I was fortunate because there were two federal racketeering trials of John Gotti. They were the bookends of his career as boss. And they happened to be the bookends of my career as a prosecutor. They were 5 years apart. Mm-hmm. The first one, 7-month trial, him and seven other guys fully acquitted of everything. And then 5 years later, I was the lead prosecutor in the case against him and his underboss and his consigliere. Sammy Gravano was the underboss. He kind of famously flipped, became my witness. And we finally convicted him. And the day after Gravano got sentenced, I went on the bench. So his life and mine were like crazy intertwined for almost a decade.
As a rookie assistant AUSA prosecutor, you're involved in this first trial of John Gotti. And it doesn't come out the way you want, but this had to be quite the experience for you. What did you learn from that experience?
Well, it didn't come out the way we wanted. They called a witness who said that I and my co-prosecutor each committed separate crimes, like suborning perjury. And it was 7 grueling months after which we were supposed to win. So it was like the worst professional day of my life when everybody got acquitted. But I did grow up as a trial lawyer in that one case. I mean, it was seven months, 96 witnesses, wow. You know, 2-day cross-examination of that witness who accused us of crimes. So it was really kind of, as a growing trial lawyer, a major building block for me, as devastating as the outcome was. I did benefit from that trial.
Yeah, I bet. And so the next time around, like you said, 5 years later, you get his consigliere, Sammy the Bull Gravano, to flip. And you do this right under Gotti's nose. How did you make that happen?
Well, you know, look, we had a tape recording from the secret apartment above the Ravenite Social Club of John Gotti talking about Gravano to Frank LoCascio, who at the time was the underboss. Later, Gravano replaced him. And he was trashing Gravano. Mm-hmm. And Gravano heard that tape only after we arrested him. And he, as he mentioned to me, he thought John was getting ready to kill him. Mm. So he thought if they beat the case together, he would have to kill John Gotti and have to kill a bunch of other people, and decided to join Team America. So he reached out for me in a very secretive, you know, we had to set up he was sharing a jail cell with John Gotti, so it wasn't easy to meet with him and talk about cooperation. So yeah. It was quite an elaborate ordeal just to meet him. But we did it. I met him. He wanted to join our government. That's how he put it to me when I shook his hand. He said, I want to jump from my government to your government. And he did. And together, he and I and the great lawyers who worked with me in the organized crime section in Brooklyn took down the whole mob, not just John Gotti.
Yeah. And John, that was the case, right? I mean, this is the way the mafia saw it, is, you know, they had their form of government. We had the American form of government. And, you know, that was their ideology, right?
Yeah. I mean, in the history of the mob before Italian immigrants, you know, assimilated into our society, and we're talking now 100 years ago, you know, the mob actually was kind of a quasi-government for those immigrants who didn't feel represented by the local governments. That day has come and gone, but the gangsters certainly think of themselves, or did in the 1990s, as their own government. And as I say, that that's exactly how Gravano put it to me when I secretly met him for the first time.
You say it's pretty well dead and gone, but in my humble opinion, when we see an open border that we're dealing with today and MS-13 gangs and others coming in, I could see how, you know, you could have different iterations of mafia-like families, not necessarily Italian, but Hispanic families that are there to protect the people locally, especially when you have a large number of undocumented people in the country, and they need protection, because it's not like they feel comfortable to dial, you know, to call up the police if there's any criminal activity that's imposed against them. Does that seem reasonable?
I'm not going to push back on that. I was talking about the Italian mob.
Yes, right.
And,
okay.
You know, over time, you know, the law enforcement, they call them emerging groups, right? So there were the yes. Chinese Tongs in the mm-hmm. 90s and the Born to Kill Vietnamese folks. And so I'm not going to say that phenomenon hasn't been replicated in subsequent emerging immigrant groups. I don't contest that at all.
Right, exactly. Well, I appreciate the response on that, because it just, you know, my experience and what I've seen, and here it is, you saw this aspect up close and personal. How well did you get to know John Gotti?
Too well. You know, that 7-month trial, that's a lot of days to be together in court. And, you know, as I mentioned in the book, he would talk to me during the breaks in the trial. And, you know, it turned into a fairly acrimonious relationship, especially when he called a witness who accused me of crimes. And then he came to really despise me, as we knew from the bug tapes. Mm-hmm. So, look, you can't spend that much time investigating and prosecuting people. And I spent more than a full year total in mm-hmm. court against him without getting to know him. So I did get to know him a little bit.
Right. Got to go to break. We've got more from John Gleason in his new book, The Gotti Wars, right here. Stay right where you are.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book. Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with John Gleason about his new book, The Gotti Wars, Taking Down America's Most Notorious Mobster. Before the break, we talked about how well did you know John Gotti? A lot of people would refer to him as very charming. I mean, we know he dressed well. and obviously to be able to lead a crime family like this, I mean, you're talking somebody that exerted power to levels that you and I would think incomprehensible, right?
Yeah, you're right. They all did, to tell you the truth. But the distinctive thing about him was he wielded his power and he kind of wore being a crime boss on his sleeve, right? Most crime bosses are in their social clubs in rumpled clothes and lay low because, after all, they're committing crimes. You know, Jim Gigante, the head of the Genovese family, was shuffled around in a bathrobe in Greenwich Village for decades so as to conceal the fact that he was a boss. The unique thing about John Gotti was he wanted to be a celebrity boss. Mm-hmm. He succeeded in becoming a celebrity boss. And the rest of the mob hated him for it because, you know, FBI agents are human too. And basically he was sticking his finger in the eyes of these FBI agents. And they mobilized against all of La Cosa Nostra, all of the families, not just John Gotti. So that was very much a part of the end of the mob as we knew it, was he decided he was going to be a boss with a public, you know, instead of just being a gangster.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can imagine how the rest of the family, you know, they're looking at this and going, wait a minute, you're bringing too much of a spotlight here. And what did they do to resist and
interfere with this personal desire of John Gotti?
Well, they couldn't wait for him to go away, and because he killed his own boss, Paul Castellano, without the permission of the commission, Chin Gigante, the head of the Genovese family, tried to kill him on a number of occasions. You know, it blew up Frank DiCicco, John Gotti's underboss, thinking Gotti was there, and then a bunch of Genovese guys got arrested for conspiring to kill Gotti. I mean, law enforcement ended up, in a way, protecting him by prosecuting folks who wanted to kill him. He was a very unpopular boss within the mob. He was very popular with the media.
Mm-hmm. In your book, The Gotti Wars, as some have said, there's been so much written about Gotti. I mean, let's face it, he was a celebrity in and of himself, brought a lot of attention, got a lot of ink. What part of his story did you feel had to be told that's included in your book that people can look forward to reading?
The reasons we lost that first case, which are a big part of the book, have never been reported about before or written about before. As I was starting to say before, I've seen these other books, and they're written by people, for the most part, I never heard of and never even saw in court. And then, most importantly, the second trial, the second of the Gotti Wars, which is the case we convicted him in, involved the most intricate investigative processes, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no understating how hard it is to flip an underboss who's sharing a jail cell with the boss he wants to flip on. And look, I've got my perspective. I think it's one that no one has ever come close to writing about before, and that's why I wrote this book, to be honest with you.
Well, in a sense, John, as I read this, this is a bit of redemption for you because of the things that you and your colleagues were accused of in that first trial. As you said, that they anticipated this to be a slam dunk. You had him dead to rights, so to speak, and it didn't happen. And again, it revealed to you just how powerful the mafia and John Gotti was to be able to control a narrative that would malign you.
Yeah, look, I had some very serious loose ends to tie up after that first trial. They called a witness who accused me and my wife of very serious federal crimes.
Oh, wow.
And then they beat the case, not because of that witness. They beat the case through other corruption. So in the second investigation, we tied up all the loose ends. We got justice for John Gotti. We got justice for that witness. And we got justice for the folks who corrupted the jury in the first case. So there's a lot in there that no one has written about before, and I welcome your readers to take a look at it.
Exactly. Yeah, and this is, again, redemption for you and your wife for the rule of law, may I say. And here you are, and then you're able to do what, I mean, had to be nothing short of a miracle to get somebody who is in the cell with John Gotti, an underboss, to flip. I don't know how you can say, underestimate the significance of that and the hard work that it took to be able to make that happen.
Yeah, it was dicey. I had to, the terms that he gave me were, it had to be a meeting where he and I could talk about him cooperating, but a meeting no one would ever find out about if he decided not to cooperate.
Mm.
And when you think about that and think about he's sharing a jail cell with John Gotti and the only time they ever leave there is they leave together to go to court, it was a challenge. And it took us, the main point of the second part of my book, The Second War, is to explain how that came about, how we put Gravano to use to take down John Gotti and the rest of the mob.
Well, this was a story that had really captivated, you know, viewers. The media was all over this, and John, you know, for you and your team, especially what you went through the first time, but I imagine the strict discipline of making sure that every I was dotted and every T was crossed as you proceeded, you know, during this trial.
Look, there are ethical and legal constraints about speaking directly without the defense lawyer to an indicted defendant. So, look, we had to deal with them. It's an interesting situation to be confronted with when he reached out for me and wanted a secret meeting. And, I acted like the careful lawyer that I am, managed to get it done, managed to flip him, and it was, in a way, that was a real turning point for the New York mob.
Well, this is a terrific story and a book that had to be written. And as you said, 10 years and maybe a lifetime in the making, because so much of you is in this book, you know, your perspective and your strategy. And how you could bring this to conviction, especially after what you went through the first time around with John Gotti. What was the biggest takeaway for you in this whole experience, John Gleason?
You know, perseverance. You know, and we like to think that if you keep your head down and do your job right and well, that good things happen in the end. It doesn't always work out that way. I'm not Pollyanna. But, you know, we took it on the chin with that, all those acquittals in 1987, but didn't go away. And we kept, you know, doing investigations and put a bug in the Ravenite and got a case ready for trial. And good things come to those who are patient. And the great thing that came to us was Gravano flipped and allowed us not just to bring down John Gotti. We were going to convict him already. He was already under indictment. But to bring down Jim Gigante, the boss of the Genovese family, Vic Arena, boss of the Columbos, to bring down, we convicted 47 guys with Sammy's testimony, many of whom had committed lots of murders and would have committed a lot more had we not taken them off the street. So, yeah, I got my personal vindication, but more importantly, we did some serious good work for law enforcement.
Yeah. How many lives did you save, John, after all this is all said and done, right? Yeah, and what you did for Law and Order, amazing. John Gleason, his book, The Gotti Wars, Taking Down America's Most Notorious Mobster. John has had a distinguished career as a federal prosecutor, federal judge, presiding at more than 200 trials, a practicing defense attorney. He was lead prosecutor in the successful racketeering murder trials of John Gotti and Vic Arena, respectively the bosses of the Gambino and Colombo crime families. John, what a career. Congratulations on the career. On this book, I think it's a true gift, you know, for our audience and the readers who are going to be captivated. This is excellent work, and thank you so much for sharing a piece of your life with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your kind words, Bill, and thanks to your listeners for listening in. I'm really grateful.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.